huge week with Tenya and Steve. But first up, I want to take you back to last Thursday to a little singing competition called Finish the Lyrics.
Turn it upside down.
Oh my God, Tenya.
Okay, so with that performance in mind, let's listen to Tenya tell Steve a story this week about doing a random roadside breath test.
Puts the little thing in front of my face and he goes, okay, sing happy birthday.
Oh, he didn't.
He did.
I've never heard that.
No, they normally say count to 10.
Count to 10.
No.
Sing happy birthday.
He did. He said, sing happy birthday. And I looked at him going, are you serious? Yep, sing happy birthday.
Sure it wasn't a stripper?
No.
All right.
And then as he's looking down at me, I could see the sides of his mouth start to finally creep up.
Right.
He was about to crack into a smile. He knew who I was. He knows what a bad singer I am. I was pranked by the police.
Yes. Well done, copper.
Having said that, though, if you really knew how bad a singer you were, he could have locked you up.
Hence why it was 1 to 10, please, Tanya, and be on your way.
But if you're new to the show, she used to sing for a living. Could you imagine being at that pub? What would you have to drink for that to sound good?
That the Manly Stein, they drank a few.
Tenya and Steve, a fun fact about kookaburras this week. And I don't know about you, but I don't think they really appreciate it. Do you guys notice whenever you see a kookaburra, the next day it definitely rains? Was that yesterday we saw the kookaburra?
Mm-hmm.
Today it's going to rain. Science.
Rightio.
Pretty sure.
That's all right. Okay. Professor Sumner Miller over there with his glass and a half. That is.
I can't wait tonight when we see Gavin Morris interviewing a kookaburra. What's the outlook?
Rain.
Kookaburra sits on the old gum tree.
Every day we play Tenya and Steve's $1,000 Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right, you'll win $1,000. Let's pick things up 8 questions in with Courtney from Rutherford, who played on Wednesday.
What was the name of the tanker that ran aground on Nobby's in 2007?
Pasha Bolka.
And Billy, who will captain Queensland tonight in the State of Origin?
Slater.
Yes! You won $1,000, Courtney!
That's so exciting!
Yes!
Thank you so much!
You're welcome. Oh, wow. What are you going to do with the money?
I have a 19-month-old daughter that I might spend it on.
Oh, that's great, Courtney.
Just come up and give me a big hug. She was wondering what I was screaming at.
This has made you all teary. That's lovely.
Thank you. Bit of a rough time at the moment, so we'll go to good news.
What's her name?
Madeline.
Can you tell Madeline for us now that you've won money? See what she does.
Maddie, Mummy just won some money.
Well, you and Maddie have fun spending that, Courtney.
Thank you so much.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Here's a question Steve was presented with this week by Tenya. A question I think I knew the answer to.
Have you got the Flu Tracker app on your phone?
That would be a no.
You can now put your postcode in and it will tell you your suburb and how you're stacking up as far as fever and cough report, your fever and cough percentage, meaning your likelihood of contracting something in your suburb.
What's going on in Hamilton?
Well, we've only had 90 households respond.
Got to tell you, I've never had so much fun. I don't know about you, right? I'm having a ball not only finding out how many people are on this app, but finding out how many of them are sick.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Well, in Hamilton...
Okay, you've got it now. You're still going.
Rosie, don't look now. She's still going.
Okay. In 2015, New South Wales Blues player Tarik Sims played for the Knights. And after his first ever game, MG from the KO call team asked Tarik about Newcastle.
I'm loving it, actually. I listen to KOFM every morning. They're funny, the bloke and the Sheila on in the morning. I'd love to get on one morning with them.
Tenya and Steve.
Steve, that's it.
Look, Tarik did in fact get on the show. He became a weekly guest. And Tenya and Steve loved him that much, we even ran this show opener for a little while.
It's time to learn nothing but have a lot of fun. Tenya Wilkes, the Sheila. Steve G, the bloke. Newcastle Knights, Tarik Sims' favourite for breakfast.
I listen to KOFM every morning. They're funny. The bloke and the Sheila on in the morning.
The bloke and the Sheila.
Yeah, the Tenya and Steve and Tarik relationship blossomed for a while there. But then it came undone. He left us. And after a few years not talking and on the eve of Tarik playing for the New South Wales Blues, Tanya and Steve decided to bury the hatchet.
Oh, he's on the phone, is he?
I'm not talking to him.
He's returned a call after nearly 2 years, is it?
No, he came in, he swept into our lives as a Newcastle Knight. He swept us up, we fell in love, and then he left us for a dragon.
I'm treating you like a son, Tanya.
Tarik Sims, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Oh, geez, I missed the soothing sound of the bike and the Sheila in the morning. I say that much.
Oh, we've missed you too.
How are you going, guys?
Seriously, we were delighted and we'll be, one of us will be cheering you on. It'll be the New South Welsh woman and not the Queenslander beside me.
Thank you so much for the support, guys. Geez, I really do miss the soothing sounds of Tanya and Steve driving me to work in the morning.
Finally, Tanya and Steve learnt where they came from this week with Nigel from Ancestry.com telling Tanya she's a mix of Irish, Scandinavian and Jewish, whereas Steve's origin is Scottish. And because Steve was adopted, he also learnt a bit about his family.
It's really exciting that we found a very close biological connection, and it appears to be an uncle. Something that we can, you know, obviously work with you more and dig deeper into about whether, you know, it's an uncle from your biological mother's side or father's side.
Do you recognise the name as being a rich person?
Is it a packer?
Is it a packer?
If it wasn't a packer or a Murdoch, unfortunately.
Oh. It's some bloke that owes the tax department a lot of money.
Sorry, bloke. Looks like you'll be doing the show with the Sheila for just a little bit longer. That was Risey's Rewind.
KOFM's Tanya and Steve for breakfast.